had a deal. It was a done deal. And then they broke it. They always break it. We've had 10 deals with these people. And so we're just going to hit them very hard. And we're gonna keep the straight. And we'll probably run it. We'll become the guardian of the straight. Maybe we'll call it the guardian angel of the straight. And we should be reimbursed for that. When we do that, we're going to be reimbursed because the other nations are very wealthy. They're on our side. And we can't be expected to do that for nothing, unlike we had for many years. You know, we guarded the straight for 50 years more, and we never got paid for it. They made all the money, and the United States was just, you know, not, they wouldn't, it's amazing. It's, we guarded it for nothing. And now we're going to guard it, and we're going to get paid for guarding it, a lot of money. But we just want to be reimbursed for doing all of this, for putting our people in danger. But we're really not putting people, we're really saving people.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, July the 13th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And let's talk about what is happening with the neocons. We got the death of Lindsey Graham yesterday, and last week we had some news about Mitch McConnell, the turtle, Mitch McConnell, and he was suffering from some illness, or he suffered some sort of a cardiac arrest, or a stroke, a sudden stroke. At least that was the reporting about a week ago. And now we have the news that what McConnell suffered was a hospitalization due to a fall. He fell down. There were reports which actually claimed a few days ago that Mitch McConnell had died, but that is not the case because we have proof of life. We also have a doctor's note. The doctors put out a statement saying that McConnell had indeed fallen and he was unable to get up, and he did not suffer any broken bones or anything like that, but he will need some therapy and some time to recover from this fall. McConnell said in a statement, "My doctors have confirmed that I didn't break any bones or suffer a concussion. I didn't have a heart attack or a stroke. I don't have any tumors or hemorrhages, but I was briefly unconscious and was taken to the hospital while receiving excellent care over the past several weeks. I've also had to deal with a mild case of pneumonia." McConnell provided a photo of himself next to his wife, Elaine Chao. And he also has in this photo a Washington Post newspaper to confirm that this is indeed authentic. That's why that newspaper was placed there in the photo. Proof of life, proof of date. And you have this photo of McConnell and his wife, which I will now put up on the screen. The first thoughts that popped into my mind when I saw this photo was Weekend at Bernie's. That's what I thought of when I saw this photo. And there's all kinds of memes now on the interwebs since this photo was published. McConnell with his wife, with Weekend at Bernie's. There was actually a meme with Weekend at Bernie's. There was a meme photo of McConnell on the hospital bed with Elvis, and Michael Jackson, and John Wayne. So there's all kinds of memes now on the interwebs, but that's McConnell, one of the chief neocon bosses. And you have the newspaper. Some reports claim that this newspaper is AI. When you zoom into it, it's a sports page of the Washington Post. When you zoom into it, the baseball cap, some some accounts on X claim that the baseball cap was all messed up. The AI messed up the logo. It's a Texas A&M logo. I zoomed into this to the newspaper, and it didn't look like AI to me, and I didn't see a messed up Texas A&M logo. Some accounts on X claim that the AI messed it up. I didn't get that when I zoomed in, but maybe I'm doing things wrong, or maybe they're doing things wrong. But that's the newspaper, which shows that this is a recent photo of Mitch McConnell. And that takes us to the sudden death of Lindsey Graham, who did die of a bad heart. According to the initial autopsy, Senator Graham likely died after aorta tear, medical examiner says. Senator Graham, one of Trump's closest allies in Congress, who traveled the globe to advocate for a more aggressive U.S. foreign policy, died after a tear in his aorta, according to a preliminary medical examiner finding shared by his office. The tear in the inner wall of the aorta, called an aortic dissection, was related to the hardening of Graham's arteries, and official cause of death will be disclosed after toxicological and microscopic testing. I think I'm reading that right. I should get into the shade when I read these things. Anyway, that is the official statement related to Lindsey Graham and his bad aorta, an aorta dissection. Once he returned from Kiev, he suffered this cardiac arrest the very evening that he was back in D.C. And according to Axios, he actually spoke with President Trump. Yeah, he had a phone call with Trump. And Trump had told Graham that he was starting up things with Iran. Fresh strikes is what Trump told Graham in this phone call. The United States was going to be launching fresh strikes into Iran. And I guess Trump was telling Lindsey Graham all of this because, well, for two reasons. This would have made Lindsey Graham very happy because he was one of the main hawks for all-out conflict with Iran. And the other reason that Trump allegedly told him this over the phone, well, is because Graham was effectively the foreign policy president of the United States. He was running much of Trump's foreign policy, or at least very, very influential when it came to Trump's foreign policy. Lindsey Graham. And Graham, according to Axios, he was working on the conflict with Iran. He was working on the bone-crushing sanctions against Russia. And he was also working on an Israeli-Saudi agreement, diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. These were the three main issues that Graham was taking up, according to Axios. A person who spoke with Graham shortly afterwards, after the phone call with Trump, said the senator complained that he was feeling unwell. When the person urged him to seek medical attention immediately, Graham said he would do so Sunday morning after his scheduled appearance on NBC's Meet the Press. Graham then joked, "I can't die now. I still need to do the Russia sanctions, get Iran sorted out, and do Israel-Saudi normalization." He passed away several hours later. Those are the last paragraphs in this article from Axios. The very last paragraph from Axios. The three things that Graham was looking to do. He spoke to someone. He says, "I can't die now. I have to do these three things." And then Axios said he passed away several hours later. So we have more globalists who are mourning the passing of Lindsey Graham. Mark Rutte, very saddened by Lindsey Graham's passing away. Rutte posted on X, "So sad to learn of the sudden passing of my friend Lindsey Graham. He was a powerful advocate for America who believed strongly in the NATO alliance and was actively working to bring an end to Russia's war against Ukraine. My thoughts are with his family, friends, and terrific team. I will miss him dearly." That's NATO CEO Mark Rutte. The globalists are mourning. We have the Prime Minister of Canada, the king of all bankers, Mark Carney, who said Senator Lindsey Graham dedicated his life to serving the people of South Carolina and the United States. Throughout his career, he stood resolutely in defense of democracy and freedom, most recently and particularly with Ukraine and its people. I offer my condolences to Senator Graham's family, friends, and all those who served alongside him. Do you see a pattern? Do you guys see a Ukraine pattern going on here from the globalists? And we continue. We continue with who's next on the globalist list of condolences. Let's turn to Bojo, Boris the Clown, Boris Johnson. He said, one second. Let me make my way into the shade here. Boris Johnson posted on X, "Very shocked and saddened to hear of the death of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, a great American patriot and friend of the United Kingdom. He was a redoubtable defender of Western values, and he worked tirelessly for peace in Ukraine. He will be much missed." He worked tirelessly for peace in Ukraine. Okay. And finally, we top things off with the queen of the cool kids, and that is Ursula von der Sieser, who posted on X, "My condolences to Senator Graham's family and loved ones. Senator Graham fought until the very end to support, you guessed it, Ukraine's fight for freedom and raise the cost of Russia's war of aggression. He worked tirelessly to strengthen sanctions in close coordination with the EU. A determined and fearless leader, he will be deeply missed." Ukraine, Russia. Trump is announcing that the U.S. flags will be flying at half mast. Yep, that is Trump's announcement in honor of the remarkable life and achievements of Senator Lindsey Graham, a dear friend of mine, and a truly great man who achieved so much for our country and his beloved home state of South Carolina. I am ordering all American flags throughout the United States lowered to half-mast until Saturday evening at 6 p.m. God bless you, Lindsey, President Donald J. Trump. Lindsey Graham's father actually died of a heart attack at 69, I believe. One second. Yeah, his father passed away of a heart attack at the age of 69. A lot of talk that rumors that Graham liked his liquor, amongst many things, and he did have an issue with his heart, or at least a family issue with his heart. So Trump saying he was a dear friend. Lindsey Graham, in my opinion, did not like U.S. President Trump. He was not on board with Trump, at least not during Trump's first term as president. Second term as president, Lindsey Graham and Trump became buddies. But Trump's first term, Lindsey Graham did not like him. Not like him at all. So that is an update there. What's going on with Lindsey Graham? Still a lot of talk about drone strikes into Kiev as being one of the possible reasons that is being hidden with regard to Lindsey Graham's death. As I said in my video update yesterday, Russia, the Russian Ministry of Defense, put out a statement on the strikes into Kiev that were initiated on July the 11th. I believe my video update yesterday, I may have misspoken and said June, but I do that all the time. I always mess up months and dates. But the drone strikes that the Russian Ministry of Defense conducted, at least what they're saying publicly, in a statement, were on drone facilities in the Kiev area, the aerodrome and the Firepoint facility. I forgot the name of that facility. Flash Split or Fire Split, but anyway, I forgot the name of that one. But it was a strange name. But it's a Firepoint facility that makes drones and the aerodrome facility. The Russian Ministry of Defense has not issued any statement where they claim to have hit or gone after the Skyfall drone facility, which is the drone facility that Lindsey Graham was visiting, that he was touring and was last photographed at. That will now be a very famous photo of Lindsey Graham holding the Skyfall I believe it's called the P-1 Sun drone. But that's the official statement from the Russian Ministry of Defense. They hit two drone facilities, the aerodrome and the Firepoint-owned facility, not the Skyfall. At least that's the official statement from Russia. So I just want to be clear about that. And I know I messed up the date yesterday. I said June when I should have said July. So that takes us to what's happening with Iran. The war is in full swing. The U.S. military is hitting Iran. They're going after energy facilities. They went after a water pumping station. They're going after Iran's oil and gas. I believe they were hitting Karg Island and Keshem Island for sure. They were targeting. And Iran is retaliating. They're going after the petrochemical infrastructure. So the U.S. is striking Iran very, very hard, and all over Iran as well. If you look at a map and look at the U.S. strikes, they're all over the place. But they're definitely targeting industries and facilities for energy, for petrochemicals, water. Big strikes from the U.S. military. I need one of those. That's what I need. But Iran is retaliating, and they hit back hard against the United States, U.S. air bases in the region, in the Gulf region. Really striking hard at the Gulf countries. Drones and I also believe missiles as well were used this time around by Iran. And wouldn't you know it, the price of oil, it is a Monday, markets are going to open. We'll see what statements the Trump administration comes out with. Maybe someone in Iran has called him and is talking about getting back to the MOU. Trump might put out some sort of a statement on Truth Social about that in order to calm the markets, bring down the price of oil, because Brent crude rose by around 4.5%. And the Strait of Hormuz is officially closed. That is now official, so expect the price of oil to continue to rise. The Trump administration will try to keep that price at around $100 or lower than $100. And they will use the U.S.'s strategic petroleum reserves to do that. The problem that the U.S. has this time around in Iran War 3.0 is that they are very low on SPR. Maybe 4 weeks, maybe 6 weeks of petroleum reserves. That's all they've got. So that's the situation with the conflict in Iran. And since we're talking about energy, the Financial Times, they put out an article with the title, EU Buys Record Amount of Gas from Russia's Flagship Plant. The EU is buying record amounts of gas. LNG is what we're talking about. They are purchasing a ton. They have purchased a ton of Russian LNG. And this comes at a time when the collective West is trying to destroy Russian energy facilities. So they're trying to destroy all the Russian energy, the oil refineries, LNG pipelines, whatever. They're hitting it with whatever they've got, whatever drones they can get to the Zelensky regime that they can fire off. They're mostly targeting Russian energy facilities, while at the same time, they're buying record amounts of LNG from Russia. The EU has a big gas problem. It's a gas problem. Got a gas problem, says the EU. Yeah, this winter is going to be very, very difficult for the European Union. Germany's trying to create a gas reserve. And they're going to create this gas reserve by taxing German citizens and businesses on electricity, on utilities. That's where they're going to come up with the money to create this gas reserve. So they have to fill up this gas reserve, and they're buying Russian gas. The crazy part to all of this is that Russia is selling them the LNG. So Russia is selling the EU the LNG that the EU, countries like Germany, are going to use in their drone plants to manufacture the drones that they then send to Project Ukraine in order to hit Russian energy facilities. That's crazy. I don't understand it. Make it make sense. Make it make freaking sense. Well, at the same time, Europe is, the EU is 100% committed to phasing out, to cutting off completely Russian energy by the end of 2027. Russian oil, Russian LNG, Russian pipeline gas, everything. They are committed to cutting off all Russian energy by 2027. Even though countries like Slovakia are begging the Commission, don't do it. We need Russian energy or else our economy is going to tank. The EU has said, nope, we're cutting everything off. And as they're working towards cutting everything off by 2027, they're buying record amounts of Russian LNG. It's crazy. Absolutely wild. Let's see. From the Financial Times, Europe purchased almost all the LNG produced by the Russian Yamal facility in the first half of 2026, ahead of an import ban. Crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. What really gets me is that Russia is selling them the LNG. That really gets me. But I understand Gazprom, big business. It needs time to realign, to readjust. to get new contracts in new markets, new business, and so you keep the gas going to Europe, right? Because it's there, it's easy. But if this is an existential crisis, if this is an existential war, and you've said that Europe is launching attacks at Russia, you're selling them the LNG. So there you have it. Anyway, that is an update on all of that. Speaking of the conflict, you had Ukraine launching 400 plus drones into Russia yesterday. I believe all the drones were knocked down, but from the debris, you did have the drones, the debris of the drones hitting various buildings and residential areas, and you had 11 deaths from this latest drone strike into Russia. Meanwhile, Russia was launching strikes into Odessa, hitting the port of Odessa. Now, air defense allegedly did knock down some of the Russian missiles. My understanding is that Odessa does have some German Iris-T missiles. They are still there in Odessa trying to protect the port, but the Russian Ministry of Defense, they claim that the strikes were successful. Not only the port of Odessa, but also Chernomorsk as well. And the images that are circulating on the interwebs, they show a lot of damage to the ports in Odessa. Big fires, a lot of damage. Whatever the Russian military hits, they hit it big time. So that is an update there. And we have one more bit of news before we get into our Clown World segment. And that is the European Commission. They will be announcing sometime in July, maybe sometime in the next week, that any Ukrainian men or women who are trying to enter the European Union without some sort of an exemption card or a special exemption will be returned back to Ukraine in order to be sent to the front lines. So that is big news. Any Ukrainian man or woman who is trying to escape to the EU will now be turned down and sent back. Because Zelensky is running out of soldiers. That's why. And Alexander Stubb, just a couple of days ago, was telling us about Ukraine winning. That does not sound like winning to me. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. But there you have it. And, you know, the European Union is facilitating this. They're facilitating the destruction of Ukraine society by turning these people back. I wonder if this goes against EU law. Doesn't this go against some sort of EU law or human rights law or something like that? The EU turning these people back? I'm sure it does. But anyway, that's something for a lawyer, I guess. So that's an update with that news, unfortunately. Very bad news. And that takes us to today's Clown World. And today's Clown World will return back to Lindsey Graham. The death of Lindsey Graham, according to the New York Post, the death of a patriot, Washington in shock, as Senate stalwart dies Sunday at 71. Death of a patriot is what the New York Post is saying. Bloomberg has an article with the title, Lindsey Graham's Death Deprives Ukraine of Key Trump Whisperer. There it is again, Ukraine. They're not really talking about Iran, huh? Even though Lindsey Graham, I would say that Lindsey Graham was more of an Iran hawk than a Russia hawk. He was a big time Russia hawk, don't get me wrong. But I think Iran was one tick above Russia for Lindsey Graham. But they're talking about Ukraine. The media is talking about Graham in Ukraine. Graham was the Ukraine whisperer. So that is Bloomberg. And finally, we go to one of the chief neocons in Poland, maybe even the top neocon in Poland, the foreign minister Sikorski. And Sikorski, he told, I guess this is Italian media, he said that we thought Putin had the world's second strongest army. Today, we can say he has the second strongest army in Ukraine. They were using that like 2-3 years ago. They've recycled that one. That's how bad it is for Ukraine, for the collective West media, for the globalist cool kids, for their script writers, their propaganda engine. That's how bad things are getting, that they have to recycle these old narratives. I remember Stoltenberg was always saying that. I was one of Stoltenberg's favorites when he was the NATO CEO. Biden too, Bidenopoulos loved that one. And so did Blinken and Sullivan. They all loved that line. Boy, did they love that line. Russia, we thought Russia was the second strongest military in the world, but it is really the second strongest military in Ukraine. They loved that one. Blinkety Blinken really liked that one. Blinkety Blinken, as he was rocking out to Rockin' in the Free World, playing his guitar after visiting Kuleba in Kiev. Remember that one? When he was in Kiev and he visited Kuleba, they went to a McDonald's, had a Big Mac and fries. And then Blinken went to a bar and he started rocking out, playing Rocking to the Free World. Freaking clown world, man. And now you have Sikorski going with that old one. It's an oldie, but a goodie. Right? Russia, second strongest military in Ukraine. Oh, wow. Let's end this video. It's hot. I need to get indoors. The Duran.locals.com. We're on X. We're on Rumble. We are on Telegram. We are also on Substack. So check us out there. Go to the Duran shop. Pick up some merch. We are running a very cool special. Summer special. 26% off merch on the Duran shop. You'll find the link in the description box down below. And a big thank you to everyone that is smashing the like button, to everyone that is sharing this video, everyone that is subscribed to this channel. Thank you so much. And to all of those that are, all of those viewers that are obliterating the hype button, thank you so much for destroying the cherished and loved hype button on your YouTube mobile app. I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.